Joining us now are Susan Herder and Kelly Gunchen. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
You work helping teachers adapt new technology.
I do.
Is it like helping them post on their students' Facebook walls, or what's going on here?
No, we don't quite go that far.
Oh, that's too
not
advanced.
Yet. No, it's using the technology we currently have in our district and new technologies to better prepare students. You know, laptops, new technologies like laptops, things like that.
Yeah. Okay, got it. And Kelly, you're a financial advisor. That's a tough job. It's got to be a tough job. How do you keep yourself, how do you stay sane? How do you stay happy?
Comedy, humor, which is not something necessarily my clients like to hear when they walk in. But
I like to laugh at your bank statements.
That's right. I come up with limericks for them, and they really enjoy that.
Limericks?
So, yes.
Oh, yeah? We got one loaded up?
Oh, my. Yes. Your portfolio was once full of money. And your retirement looked so sunny, then came the crash and out went your cash. Ain't it great that your advisor is funny?
Oh. Fantastic. This game is called Celebrity Spoonerisms. Ooh, Art, would you like to explain to the good people what a spoonerism is?
I would indeed. A spoonerism is a play on words in which the initial sounds of two words get reversed. So the phrase peas and carrots becomes keys and parrots. Now in this game, we've taken celebrity names and spoonerized them. And we're gonna give you clues to both the name and the spoonerized phrase.
So if we said an actor best known for playing Luke Skywalker becomes a warning that a warm-blooded animal is approaching, the answer would be Mark Hamill turns into Hark Mammal. All right, so each clue will have two components, a hint about the person and then a hint about the spoonerism, and you have to tell us both parts. A legendary martial arts star becomes a runny French cheese with a white rind. Kelly.
Loose Brie. He is Bruce Lee.
Yes, that is right, Bruce Lee. Loose Brie. I love that people laughed at just the idea of Loose Brie. They were like, what? Loose Brie? Starring in the classic karate movie, Enter the Gouda. You wouldn't believe how many cheeses we went through. Your favorite female Alaskan governor becomes an activity that involves being towed in the air by a speedboat. Susan.
Sarah Palin becomes parasailing?
Yes. Exactly. The Watson to Robert Downey Jr.'s Sherlock Holmes becomes a sexually suggestive mandible. Susan.
Jude Law becomes Lou Jaw.
He sure does. The classic Hollywood queen of double entendres becomes extremely disheveled. Kelly.
Mae West becomes way messed.
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
I'm old.
And correct. Old and correct.
That's what I tell my kids all the time.
Okay, this is your last question. The original drummer for the Beatles becomes a command to abuse vermin. Kelly.
Pete, I can't remember his last name. I'm old.
Susan, can you steal?
Pete Best becomes Beat Pest.
Yes, that is correct. All right, Art, how did our contestants do?
They did amazing in this game. It was a tough game, but Susan is our winner.
Congratulations, Susan. We will see you again at the end of the show. Do you get lonely walking your dog or cat? Want some company on your morning run? Then you should download our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn and take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep the brain teasers coming and become your new best friend.